A U.S. Senate committee passes a resolution to help Tel Aviv in case of an Israeli attack on Iran. Resolution 65 has been approved by the Senate's Foreign Relations Committee. It states that the U.S. will assist Israel diplomatically, economically, and militarily if it takes military action against Iran. The U.S. Defense Department has requested nearly $400 million for the next 2 years to bolster Israel's Iron Dome missile system. Washington has spent $247 million of U.S. taxpayer money on the Israeli missile system in the past 2 years. Israel's chief of staff says Tel Aviv is capable of attacking Iran without foreign support and will make the decision to do so on its own. Benny Gantz made the threat on the 65th anniversary of the creation of Israel on Palestinian land. Iran has vowed a devastating response to any attack on its soil. Explosions have rocked the Israeli Red Sea resort of Eilat. Sirens went off after twin blasts hit the city. Israeli officials say the explosions caused no casualties or damage. They say two rockets were fired from Egypt's Sinai Peninsula and struck open areas. Syria demands France stop interfering in its internal affairs. The Syrian Foreign Ministry says France has no right to evaluate Syria's internal issues. The comments come after Paris said President Bashar al-Assad's general amnesty might be, quote, a maneuver to buy time. U.S. assassination drones kill at least five people in Pakistan. The fresh strikes took place in the tribal region of South Waziristan. Seven others were also injured when two missiles struck a house in the Wana district. Islamabad has repeatedly condemned these attacks as a violation of its sovereignty. A powerful earthquake has struck Iran's southeastern province of Sistan-Baluchistan. The Iranian Seismological Center said it measured 7.5 on the Richter scale. Tremors were also felt across the Persian Gulf region and the Indian subcontinent. One person has been confirmed dead in Iran and dozens in neighboring Pakistan. And a magnitude 5.7 quake rattles Iran's southeast a day after a massive earthquake hit the region. It hit more than 100 kilometers east of the city of Khosh. There are no reports of casualties or damage yet. Several strong aftershocks have hit the area since Tuesday.